This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. As community members continue to push back against a proposed data center on land annexed earlier this year, the Menominee Plan Commission recommended that the City Council approve an ordinance change clarifying how data centers should be zoned. The amended ordinance would replace the definition of warehousing in the zoning code to separate facilities like industrial storage and fitness centers from data center facilities. It would also create a new zoning district specifically for data centers. David Schofield is the Public Works Director for the City of Menominee. He explained the goal of the proposed ordinance to the Plan Commission at its meeting on Monday.
So the proposal tonight is kind of threefold. First is that it would, council has asked for your opinion on whether to amend the definition of warehousing to eliminate data centers. That is one of the example uses of warehousing. The next step would be to create a definition of data center that's separate. And the third is to create a new data center industrial district, I-4, that would allow for data centers.
Data centers are covered as a legal land use under the current definition of warehouses in the zoning code. Schofield noted that while the city is required to accommodate legal land uses, it does have other options for addressing the concerns of community members.
We can't just say warehouses are not allowed, period. That's not an option. So we have to accommodate legal land uses. We can, of course, provide reasonable requirements and protections for neighboring property owners and the remainder of the city. What this ordinance does is it creates the framework to start that process.
Mayor Randy Knack says the ordinance change would still allow the city to approve the data center in the future, but gives them more power to negotiate better terms and address community concerns like energy and water usage. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Derek Van Orden have introduced bipartisan legislation seeking to support organic food producers. According to a press release, the Domestic Organic Investment Act would make the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Organic Market Development Grant Program permanent. The grant program aims to solve supply chain gaps for organic producers, giving them the additional tools they need to meet increasing demand for their products. The Organic Market Development Grant Program seeks to increase the capacity of the domestic organic product supply chain, help producers modernize their operations to make them more efficient, and establish better markets for organic products. It also covers feasibility studies, addressing barriers to entry for historically underserved entities, and supports promotional activities aimed at expanding the organic product market. The lawmakers say the market for certified organic sales grew to over $71 billion in 2024, but domestic organic acreage is not keeping pace with that demand. A number of western Wisconsin municipalities are among the 29 to receive a portion of $159 million in loan funding through the Lead Service Line Replacement Program. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the distribution of funding this week, seeking to provide financial assistance to municipalities working to improve access to safe, clean drinking water. Lead contamination in the water supply can cause significant negative health impacts for people, especially for young children. According to a press release, the city of Chippewa Falls will receive nearly $2 million of funding. About $958,000 of that funding will go towards Lead Service Line principal forgiveness, and the remaining funding will come through a loan with a 0.25% interest rate. The city of Thorpe and the city of Rice Lake will each receive about $733,000, each with a portion of that funding going to principal forgiveness, and the remaining funding coming through a loan with a 0.25% interest rate. Governor Tony Evers has officially signed a bill to provide $10 million in funding for a new behavioral health hospital in Chippewa Falls. The new Rogers Behavioral Health Hospital will be located near Highway 178 and Wasota Green Boulevard along the Old Abe Bike Trail. State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Clint Moses originally introduced the legislation with the goal of expanding mental health services in the Chippewa Valley following the HSHS and Prevea closures. Rogers Behavioral Health plans to begin construction this spring, and the facility could be open by the spring of 2027. Under another bill signed into law by Governor Tony Evers on Tuesday, Wisconsin's Move Over Law has been expanded to cover more vehicles. The expanded law now includes disabled vehicles that are stopped along the road with their hazard lights on or other emergency devices like flares nearby. It also covers disabled vehicles with at least one person visibly attending to whatever issue forced them to stop. Under the move-over law, other drivers are required to switch lanes away from a disabled vehicle or to slow down if they are unable to move over. The League of Women Voters of Greater Chippewa Valley is inviting community members to celebrate Bill of Rights Day in Eau Claire on Monday. The event aims to honor the creation of the Bill of Rights and the liberties it guaranteed, like freedom of speech and protections against unreasonable search and seizure. It's scheduled to take place from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday outside the Federal Building on South Barstow Street. The event will feature a number of speakers and music, as well as a public reading of the Bill of Rights. Health experts are reminding residents to take precautions against respiratory illnesses during the holiday season. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say flu activity is still fairly low, but with many people planning to travel for the holidays and spending more time indoors, those numbers could begin to spike quickly. Residents should make sure they're up to date on vaccinations against things like the flu and COVID-19, wash their hands regularly, and stay home if they're sick to help protect against further spread of respiratory viruses. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers lose in a blowout. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 23 ranked Nebraska 90-60. Head coach Greg Gard asked, how'd they manage to lose by 30 points?
We don't have a defensive identity. Haven't had one all year. So we'll search to find one. And I'll find guys that want to play defense. Sit guys on the bench.
Changes.
We'll find out in the next 9 days, right?
The Badgers play next week, Friday, when they host Villanova. NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics tonight. A.J. Green, able to return to practice yesterday, limited despite a shoulder injury. NFL, the Packers head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday. How good is that Broncos defense under coordinator Vance Joseph?
It's a hell of a question. I think everybody's trying to figure that out right now. They do a great job. Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a little bit of light snow by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 17. Tonight, some light snow possible. We're going to drop down to 3 above tomorrow. Teens in the morning falling into the single digits by afternoon with some light snow, less than a half inch. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.